The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Welcome back to The Morning Answer. Want to talk to Joey? Give us a call on the PhD Weight Loss and Nutrition call line. 877-235-9405.
PhD Weight Loss and Nutrition, the official partner of the Clemson Tigers.
Now, here's Joey Hudson on 94.5 The Answer.
.737 portions of today's show brought to you by MyPillow. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-893-4058. Use promo code Joey and you can buy one of the brand new MyPillow 2.0s and get one free. This is all, this is the brand new pillow that Mike Lindell has just released. It stays cool throughout the evening. If you found yourself waking up in the middle of the night and your pillow's hot and you kind of turn it over, you punch it and go back to sleep, you don't have to do that with the MyPillow 2.0 because it stays cool all night long because of the new patented fill that Mike Lindell has come up with. It's available in four loft levels. It's machine washable, dryable, and like all MyPillow products, has a 10-year warranty, a 60-day money-back guarantee, and it's made in the USA. So for their introductory price of buy one, get one free, go to MyPillow.com or call 800-893-4058. Use promo code Joey, and you'll be sleeping better very quickly. Texter says, Joey, we have to make a fundamental change as a country. As a country, we have to get back to the values that built our country and give God a cause to make us the most blessed country in the world. Anyone who is waiting for any government to make these changes are foolish. These changes have to be made at home, at school, in churches, and in our communities. If we as a country do not get back to God, God will not spare us. And you're right. It's a bit discouraging when you read some of the results from Monday's Wall Street Journal survey that was released. It shows that slightly more Americans, 39%, placed importance on religion over patriotism, but that was down from the 62% who said that faith was very important 25 years ago. So in 25 years, we went from 62% of Americans saying that their faith, their religion was important, to 39% overall. Now, the real troubling part of this is when you break it down a little further, you see that younger respondents had an even lower respect for religion. Only 31% of young respondents, and it doesn't say what age they cut that off at as far as the young respondents, but they did compare it to those 65 and above, who still 55% of those 65 and above say that religion is very important. The poll also found that only 23% of Americans under 30 said that patriotism was important, compared to 59% of seniors 65 and older. Basically, younger people do not believe in our country. Younger people do not believe that patriotism is an important part of our country, and they don't believe that religion is important either. Less than 23% of younger Americans said that having children was important. The whole idea of from young people getting married, having a family, and going to church and supporting their country has just disappeared. It's just gone away. It's especially troubling that people do not love our country, that patriotism is at an all-time low. We don't have pride in our country. Texter Ken says, John from Greenwood just about hit the nail on the head. Our government has been collecting info on who owns guns through gun registration. If it gets to the point that they do away with assault weapons and you don't turn them in, they will arrest you. It's socializing policy in place now. It will be interesting. Let's say Joe Biden, let's just speculate for a moment that Joe Biden is successful in some type of ban on weapons. What do they do? If you already have a weapon that falls into that definition and whatever that definition ends up being. Again, we're not quite sure of what they're talking about. I mean, even Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas says that he believes, he agrees with Joe Biden that the, quote, assault weapons should be banned. But when Senator John Kennedy asked him what an assault weapon was, he couldn't tell you.
Mr. Secretary, do you agree with the president that we should ban the private ownership of assault weapons in America?
Senator, I do.
What is an assault weapon?
It is, for example, an AK-47.
Can you give me a definition other than just pointing to a specific weapon? Would there be other weapons besides an AK-47 you would ban?
Very well are. And I remember when I was a federal prosecutor in the Central District of California from September 25th, 1989 to, I believe it was April 2001.
And I thank you for your service, but if you could answer my question. All of the law enforcement,
the vast majority of law enforcement officers, leaders with whom I worked were greatly in support of the assault weapons
Mr.
ban.
Mr. Chairman, you know why we get so frustrated with you? Because you won't give straight answers.
I think I just did.
No, you didn't. No, you didn't. Do you have a definition of an assault weapon?
I am confident there is a technical definition of what is an assault weapon, and it was assuredly used in the context of the statute that previously existed banning assault weapons.
Yep, I'm sure there is. I'm sure there is. Back to the phones. Clint is in Batesburg, Leesville. Good morning, Clint.
Good morning, Julie. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
Really enjoy your program every morning.
Thank you, sir.
I called about this transgender thing. You were talking about how it started. I believe that it actually is a byproduct of pornography, because I can remember years ago passing magazine stands and seeing, you know, these magazines with them, guys with, you know, that had operations and stuff.
Sure.
But as far as Biden's call for the ban of assault weapons, you know, what really gets me is every time something like this happens, the cry goes out about, well, you know, we need these to protect ourselves from crime. The Second Amendment wasn't written about crime. It was written because during the Revolution, before the Revolutionary War, the British government tried to confiscate the colonists' weapons.
Yeah.
The Second Amendment is about protection from a tyrannical government. And
yep.
Anybody with eyes that can see that our government is becoming more and more tyrannical under Joe Biden and his administration. It's just yep. ridiculous.
Yep, you're right, Clint. You know? I mean, it's actually scary. It's scary yep. the direction that, and that's why we have to work very hard. We have to unite and make sure that Joe Biden does not go back into the Oval Office next year. I don't know
yeah.
that our country can survive another 4 years of Joe Biden.
Well, You know, the thing that I look at is, you know, it says we wrestle not against flesh and bones, but powers and principalities. And I think that that's the big thing that people here in our country are missing, that it's more of a spiritual and moral problem than anything else.
Yep, for sure. For sure. Yep. Hey, Clint, appreciate you listening, my friend. Have a blessed day.
Thank you, Joey. You too.
Sure thing. 7:46 on this Wednesday morning.
Baby, I have no story to be told, but I've heard...
It's the Morning Answer on 94.5, The Answer.
You hear me talking about the Walhalla Performing Arts Center quite often, and boy, just congratulations to Mark Thompson and his team there in Walhalla. They're celebrating 20 years since the Walhalla Performing Arts Center had its first public event, and they're showing no signs of slowing down. If you're looking for the highest quality entertainment, look no further than the Walhalla Performing Arts Center. This coming weekend, prepare yourself for a unique concert experience. It's unlike anything you've ever seen when Black Jacket Symphony returns to Walhalla. The Black Jacket Symphony presents Fleetwood Mac Rumors. And boy, this is a very popular program. This talented group of musicians recreates classic albums in a live performance setting. The night starts out with a true symphonic piece that recreates the entire album, and it wraps up with a selection of the artist's greatest hits. You don't want to miss it. You'll have two chances to catch this must-see concert event. Tickets are going fast. Go to WalhallaPAC.com. This Friday, the 31st, with a repeat performance taking place Saturday night at 7. So you have two performances to choose from. Don't miss the Black Jacket Symphony presents Fleetwood Mac Rumors. Go to WalhallaPAC.com. Get your ticket today at 7:48.
Dr. Sebastian Gorka explains the Trump situation.
President Trump isn't being charged with a crime by a grand jury because he committed it. He's being targeted and charged because he's the leader of the opposition, who was the president and may be the president again. And he represents a threat to their uniparty corruption.
Get the right answer with Dr. Sebastian Gorka, weeknights at 9 on 94.5. The Answer.
An orthopedic surgeon makes understanding pain painless.
It's the biggest frustration that patients have.
This is Dr. Pamela Mehta talking about aches with unexpected origins.
I see patients with pain in their knees, their hips, their back. Oftentimes, the pain is actually coming from their feet.
Bet they aren't expecting to hear that.
Those patients are super surprised. They can't believe that the pain in their knee isn't coming from actually inside the knee. But if you think about it, the feet are the base to your whole body.
That's why she suggests personally fit arch supports. Emphasis on the personal fit.
If you get something basing it just on your shoe size, it isn't going to fit you properly.
And if it doesn't fit well, it probably won't work well.
Go get arch supports fitted to you. It's as easy as going into a Good Feet store.
Try Good Feet for yourself with a free fitting. Learn more at goodfeet.com.
Stop by the Good Feet store in Magnolia Park on Woodruff Road near Cabela's for a free fitting. Call 1-800-NEW-FEET or visit goodfeetse.com.
Get ready to slam dunk those dirty carpets with Zero Res carpet and air duct cleaning as the madness of March approaches. It's time to get your home in order. Zero Res uses no harsh chemicals, leaving your carpet safe for your family and pets. Whether you're hosting a watch party or just need a refresh, the cleaning pros at Zero Res have you covered. Shop right now and you'll get 3 rooms of carpet cleaned for only $119. Book online at ZeroResGreenville.com.
The 2023 Basketball Mayhem Bracket Contest on 94.5 The Answer is proudly sponsored by Certified Professional Roofing at RoofingUpstate.com. Keep an eye on the bouncing ball to see who wins $1 million with the perfect basketball bracket. Visit 94.5TheAnswer.com.
It's easy and profitable to be kind to others when you enter the Blair Jewelers Kindness Challenge. The Answer and Blair Jewelers have teamed up, and each day for 30 days we'll post a new act of kindness you can do for others. On April 17th, you could win $5,000, and a deserving organization will also receive $5,000 in your name. Make a difference in others' lives with the Kindness Challenge. Share your kindness with others. Enter the Blair Jewelers Kindness Challenge online at 94.5 The Answer to enter.
I said that when I was seeking the nomination. I said, take a seat, everybody. And there wasn't a single chair in the place. I said, that Biden really is stupid. Where's Doug? Congressman. He's around here somewhere.
Back to the Morning Answer with Joey Hudson from the Viper Electric Morning Answer Studios at 94.5 The Answer.
752, Joe writes on the Big Rock text line, a rebirth of Christianity in America is the only way forward. We must never compromise or be ashamed of being Christian. Well, good point, Joe. Texter says, I'm a healthcare employee. Personal history and medication populates in my documentation with all new patients. And 100% of all, quote, trans individuals I have ever encountered have had multiple mental disorders and medication that accompany their gender dysphoria. Proof enough for me that there is no such thing as trans, just another mental and or psychological issue. Appreciate your comment. 877-235-9405. Yours is welcome as well. Hey, when your power goes out, it's not just an inconvenience. It can actually be a hazard. It could pose a real threat to your home and to your family. That's why you need Viper Electric. Because, yes, it's an inconvenience if the power goes out, your HVAC system's not working, maybe some medical devices, your Wi-Fi doesn't work. That's why I recommend contacting the team at Viper Electric, whether it's small electrical problems like outlets or maybe breakers that keep tripping. Or if you have a commercial business and you have a bigger job, they can handle that too. They completed jobs all over the upstate, from those small residential repairs to the more complex commercial projects. No matter what your electrical needs are, you'll be glad that you partner with Viper Electric, because when you need professional service and electrical work done right the first time, you need Viper Electric. And in honor of those who serve our country, Viper Electric offers a 10% discount to veterans, active service members, and first responders. Just call 864-304-1734 or go to ViperElectricSC.com. Back to the phones. Walter is in Easley. Good morning, Walter.
Morning, Joey. What's happening, brother?
You are. What's on your mind, Walter?
I'm going to tell you something you already know. You were talking earlier about the breakdown in religion and patriotism.
Yep. Yep.
The nuclear family's destroyed. That's your problem right there, brother. I'm telling you nothing you don't know. Daycare's raising children. If the parents can't afford, the single parent can't afford daycare, they stick in front of a computer or a laptop. Internet raises it. You see where I'm going? See how it happens?
Yep.
I mean, it's just a fact. I mean,
Walter, it's only going to get worse unless something changes the attitudes and beliefs of younger people, because this survey that I cited that you're talking about showed that 31% of young respondents valued religion, but more disturbingly, less than 23% of young Americans think that having children and having a family is important. So it's just crazy.
Yes, sir. Morals have gone down the toilet. Let's just put it all. We the people allowed this to happen.
Yep.
Let's just be honest, Joey. I mean, let's be honest. We allowed this evil to take over. We did.
Yep, we did. And if we want to save our country, then we've got to stand up and we've got to reverse it.
Yes, sir. You know, I mean, that's one thing I love about your show, since I started listening to it. You know, you tell it straight like it is. That's how I'm always going to tell it. You know, I mean, it's our fault. We're to blame. Either we can correct it or pay the consequences.
Yep. You're so right. Yep. Right now, it looks like we're paying the consequences, but we can change it. Just like the texter a minute ago says, we put God back in the center, things can change. Appreciate your phone call, Walter. Have a great day. 756, Sean Hannity's up next with the Hannity Morning Minute. Then we'll get back to your phone calls and your comments.
Three
three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.